listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We're discussing Christ-like attributes this month, specifically those found in the LDS Missionary Manual, Preach My Gospel. The 9 attributes listed in the manual are all divine character traits of our Savior. And while we are encouraged to always look to Him as an example, it is important to note that we are not expected to become all that He is and was in this life. The gospel is all about progression and change. One of the most important traits to develop is an attitude of obedience. While we may not understand everything about the gospel now or exactly what God expects of us, we can know that when we are obedient to the Lord's commandments, both those found in the scriptures and through modern prophets, we will be blessed. Blogger and inspirational youth speaker and also friend of this show, Al Fox Caraway, has had some firsthand experience with this. She joined the LDS Church just a few years ago in New York, and as a result of her conversion, she adopted an LDS lifestyle. And she's joining us over the phone today to discuss what that transition was like and what she's learned about obedience along the way. Hi, Al.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you could join us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, so we've talked about your experience before here on the show, but for those people who aren't familiar with you or your story, can you kind of tune us in a little bit and give us the Cliff's Notes version of what happened?
Sure. Well, I'm from New York, and right before my 21st birthday, I met the missionaries. And a really long story short, I ended up getting baptized, which is crazy. And since baptism, my life just got flipped upside down and things became really hard. And it's been quite the journey. It was 6.5 years ago now, and I just cannot imagine how life has turned out for me. But it's been exciting and crazy, but hard, but great.
So, becoming a member of the LDS Church, it affects really every aspect of your life, right?
Everything. Yeah.
Can you kind of talk about what it was like when you found out how much your life was changed, how much your life would change?
Little did I know, because it's not even just what you're doing has to change, because my life was completely different than anything religious, let alone, you know, something as like the Mormon church, the LDS church. So what I had to do, everything that I did had to be different. My habits, my way of thinking had to be different. And things that I thought were okay and, you know, just how life goes isn't okay anymore. And I had to change that and learn why. And once I got the commandments down and tried to tackle my new way of living just with me and what I personally had to do, it affected and changed my family. I didn't hear from my family for years because of it. It affected where I lived. It affected and changed how my life would turn out and what I have now. It literally changed every aspect, the way that I thought, what I had to do, what I had to give up. And it affected other people too, like everyone in my family, losing all of my friends. Like, it wasn't just a personal thing. It was a really intimate thing with anyone in my family or in my life.
So, you know, when you grow up in the LDS Church, commandments are something that you learn from when you're a very young age, and you know all of them. But for someone like you, which commandments were new and interesting to you, and which ones were really hard to sort of grasp and understand?
Well, I mean, I grew up with morals. So, I mean, I know you shouldn't go around killing people, and it'd be nice if you didn't lie and that you were honest.
Well, good. You're not a murderer. That's a good thing.
I mean, a lot of them made logical sense. And I mean, I grew up Catholic, but so I knew of God and I knew of Christ. If I knew that you had to do anything about it, I didn't. And we weren't really active. We went there to church for Christmas. And when I became a teenager, we even stopped doing that. But I mean, I kind of knew of things. But I mean, just the way my culture, there's so much culture in New York and so accepting of everything and everyone. And just, you don't really, I don't know. Like, I just grew up thinking that no matter how you live or what you were doing, it was okay because it was their life and you were just nice to everyone. And I think the hardest thing for me was knowing that certain things that people were, how they were living was not okay. And I'm like, but why? And I think that was hard for me, but it's nothing that can't be figured out, because anything that I ever questioned or didn't understand, it all made sense the more, not just that I prayed, but the more that I just tried, the more I went to church, the more I prayed, the more I read, the more I participated in church, those problems and those things I didn't understand actually took care of them on its own, which was kind of cool, because I think even no matter how hard or how much I didn't agree with something at first, I think just the more active I tried to be and the more I tried to learn just in general, even just within like a month or two, all of those things cleared up on its own. And I just got to the point where I'm like, okay, like that's how it is.
Do you think Heavenly Father makes obedience a little bit easier over time? That it's something that's hard at first, but as you sort of get going, that he helps you through it?
No. So yes and no. I think that he always is there to help us through it no matter what. And I don't know necessarily that the trials of obedience become easier the older you get or the longer you remember or the more active you are. But I do think it becomes easier not because of the trial, but because of your testimony. I think no matter, like, depending on where you are in your relationship with him or your testimony, I think it'll only become easier, because if you know that he's helped you out all of these times before, it'll be easier to know that he'll help you through this. So, I mean, I've gone through things a million times harder than giving up my friends and my family. But it's easier because you understand him better. Does that make sense?
Yes. What blessings have come into your life because of obedience?
Oh, my gosh. My whole life. I mean, it's hard. Following, you know, being obedient isn't just living the commandments. It's following his spirit to live the life that he has for personally you. So that goes for following the spirit in your personal life as well. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do when it's not what you want. It's hard to do when you have to, when you feel like you're giving up so much, or that it's scary or it's new, or, you know, and it's hard if you don't know why at first. But looking back, man, I'm glad things never went the way that I had in mind. And sure, it's hard. Sure, like, I've yelled at God so many times. He's like, why? Why this? Why is it so hard? Why do I feel so alone? Why don't I understand it yet? Or, you know, but looking back, how grateful I am, because they have been profoundly better than what I could have imagined for myself. And I wouldn't have a single thing I have now had it not been for my, you know, what I thought was a sacrifice at the time to follow the Spirit and do what I thought he would have me do. And it's heartbreaking to imagine my life any different than how it is right now. And it makes me sad. It makes me sad to think of anything that I would be missing in my life had I decided to not listen or give up.
There are certainly a lot of people in your situation, or young people who were in your situation before your conversion to the church. What words of encouragement or advice would you have for them who are kind of in the thick of making these first obedient decisions?
Well, just do it. I know it can be hard and tricky. I know that you can feel incredibly alone or mad or whatever. But if you just do it, like, then you'll be able to see how much better things are. And maybe not at first. And we may not have all the answers we want about our future, but we know enough. And it's that we're led by an all-powerful, all-loving God who's on our side. And I think that if we remember that, it'll just be easier to move forward.
Well, we love your ability to just keep it real, say it like it is, and kind of bring people back down to what the heart of obedience is really about. So, Al Fox Caraway, thank you so much for joining us over the phone today.
Thanks.
The quote of the day comes from Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, and he said, "When we love the Lord, obedience ceases to be a burden." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily, of course, is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.